Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Wait, are you gaming? On a Chromebook?
Yep. It's got a high-res 120Hz display, plus this killer RGB keyboard. And I can access thousands of games anytime, anywhere.
Stop playing.
What?
Get out of here.
Huh?
Yeah, I want you to stop playing and get out of here so I can game on that Chromebook.
Got it.
Go ahead, break it down, really. Discover the ultimate cloud gaming machine, a new kind of Chromebook.
Hi, everybody. We're back. E3.
Yes.
Day 2. Patrick over there in Helsinki, it's 3:30 in the morning. Patrick, welcome.
Thank you.
You could say welcome to me. It's just that you're so tired.
Oh, right.
I don't know how you're even moving. It's 3:30 in the morning. You're sacrificing your soul. You're losing years of your life by doing this. Well done.
Yeah, I guess. I'm not sure I will do it again next year.
Yes, you will. Of
course
you freaking will.
The Avengers compel me.
Yeah.
For this time.
Oh, you mean for this particular event? If you didn't know that Square wasn't going to talk about the Avengers game, would you have passed on tonight?
I think I might have just stayed in bed.
Yeah.
It is possible.
I feel you. I would have probably done the same. But
I woke up half an hour ago, yeah, like from the stress of being afraid not waking up.
Yeah.
And I did wake up and I was like, dude, this is dumb.
Yeah.
I'm an idiot. I could watch it when I wake up.
Yeah.
But then I was like, but then the audience wouldn't get the thing of on the feed, and I thought also I would not have fun with John for this.
Oh yeah, while John appears, by the way. Bling bling.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hi, John.
Hello. Hi, welcome.
I'm making Patrick painfully aware of the difference in time zones through the magic of purely my voice.
Yeah.
The magic of purely your voice is what I like to hear.
If you've joined us for the last, I don't know, 5 years of this, you'll know that tired Patrick, best Patrick.
I mean,
best.
Okay, the Square Enix thing is
beginning. It's beginning, everybody. It's beginning. This better be an Avengers thing right off the bat. What do you think? Will it be?
I don't know. No, not right off the bat, but maybe. I mean, they're probably going to show some Final Fantasy VII remake thing.
Oh, actually excited about that world. No one can believe me, but Scott wants that game.
Well, I thought you hated everything that came from Japan.
No, I like a lot of Japanese things. I like Ni no Kuni. I liked...
including this... start screen for Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Which seems to be frozen.
New game continue, remake.
Oh.
Oh, they selected remake, you guys.
Oh my gosh. What does that even mean? What do you make of it?
A remake.
Oh. All right. Yeah, legit excited about this because I could never, I always wanted to play the old one all the way through. I never did because I hated things about it back in the Dizay. And now to play this and it's like
there's full... things I hated about that sentence, Scott.
You know, there's things I hated about it as well, if I'm being honest. I didn't love that sentence.
So this is the intro that we've seen, right? Maybe yeah. we've only seen... Oh, this is the full...
It's Cloud intro? McCloud, right? Is that his name? Cloud McCloud?
Yeah, absolutely. That is his name.
Yep, he's going to go save Anime Girl from the depths of the evils. I got my giant sword. I got my hairless armpits, and I got a logo. Let's go.
It looks pretty good.
It looks great.
You know,
I really do want to play it. Like, seriously do want to play it.
I've seen many times that I'm not a retro nostalgia guy.
Yeah.
But this still kind of hits me in the feels.
It touches you in your swimsuit place?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Oh, his sound is terrible.
He's speaking Japanese. No one cares. Oh. The translator will have a good sound.
Ooh, sweet V-neck.
I'm very happy to be able to introduce this long-beloved title once again. After 22 years, the familiar
oh, character the Bethesda guy's there too.
While becoming more beautiful and captivating than ever before.
I don't really like that guy. There, he's at every conference. I mean, sometimes it's okay. If you don't realize at this stage of the night, I don't really like anything.
No, you're going to hate everything here except for only the purest of things you want to see.
Just Avengers injected directly into your blood.
Yep.
Yeah, that would be okay.
If you're not all green with your own shield, you're not going to be happy. I get it.
Put Thor inside Patrick and he's good to go.
Whoa.
Well, that could be interpreted in different ways.
I surely can.
I hadn't considered.
I'm interpreting it in a very specific way right now.
Okay. Meaning Thor cereals.
Tonight
yeah,
is,
exactly.
Our Terminus in the chat makes a point. You're the voice of reason because we're going to be all hype train and you're going to be like coming from the depths of tiredness. And so you'll have the only objective eye here tonight.
I don't know if I would call that voice objective.
All right.
I could call it, oh shit, we didn't listen.
Oh, they said, hey, it's free. Get it free today on any console.
It has become a solid standalone game in its own right.
I heard the word potato.
Shiteru.
Oh, you know Japanese.
I kind of do this time of the night, I'm not sure.
Your reunion with the Final Fantasy VII you know is near.
Chat room says they said ship potatoes in Japanese.
We present to you a completely new Final Fantasy and a perfect starting point to explore the world of Final Fantasy VII.
That's what I want.
Please welcome Neil Pabone, Senior Manager, Product Marketing, Square Enix.
Pabone? That's a cool name. Are you
yeah,
serious?
Pabon oh. could be understood as not good.
Oh, really?
Oh, Pabon. Okay, that doesn't...
Introduce you and walk you through gameplay.
Thank you, Katase-san.
Pro boner.
All right, everyone.
That jacket's badass.
It's a good jacket.
Features a hybrid gameplay system quality. That merges real-time action with strategic.
He looks like a radical dude.
I know some fans are sad about some fans are sad about the non-turn-based quality to this, but I am stoked about it. And I like turn-based games, but I would much rather have this sort of dynamic real-time thing going on in this game.
I mean, I'm glad they're doing something different. If you want the original game in its original form, you can go play that in one of the many, many remasters.
Yep, I agree. 100%. I want an action. Oh, this does look good, doesn't it?
Where time I mean, to a crawl, well, and you have the opportunity it looks to good, but it's not. Command menu. We'll see. I've had the pleasure
of seeing quite a bit of the game. So that's a cool way of sort of giving people turn-based is you have this slow time thing, and you make these choices.
And you fill your bar.
Yeah. And you're like, all right, we want to do an action. Maybe a switch to
so then,
somebody. I don't know.
Right, so once you filled your bar, you can then do your ability. And that freezes everything. In tactical mode, you can choose to perform various abilities,
such as Cloud's Braver attack. All right, so you selected it, and oh, that's great. Using an item in battle will deplete an ATB charge, and
if Cloud has the right materia equipped and enough, he said materia. You can use
ATB charges. Is that what it's called? Spells. Materia.
Of course, yeah, this that's being a remake,
that makes
we're
me
sure
want to fart blood.
Familiar faces.
With the use of his iconic it's Jax. Barrett
is able to target enemies. Is it Barrett?
No,
I think it's Barrett.
Hey guys, Jax is you know how Terminator's in all the other games? It's Jax is in this one. Switching
between characters. Oh, also known as Scott sees a black character and only knows one.
No, that's not true. I know lots of black characters. Some black characters are my best friends.
I guess he does have a mechanical arm, but
look how you swap between dudes. I am so in on this.
Really?
I really am, because I have always loved what they're showing and the look and the kind of weird steampunk future fantasy thing that this game always represented. Like, that's nothing wrong with it. It was random battles and just grindy, and I hated the grind.
I have to say, I'm with Patrick. I'm amazed that you're getting excited about this.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you guys are surprised me. What game? I played that game last year and loved it. That new fantasy or Dragon.
Yep.
Quest
game. I love that.
Boy,
new
you
Dragon
sure
Quest.
Showed us with that.
That's right. The game has been made so that you can choose how.
But
to
I
play.
Like.
I hope players get excited about this.
Yeah, I am excited, lady.
Well, that's a brief introduction to combat in Final Fantasy VII Remake, and we look forward.
Because I've always liked the world and the look of it. Always. That's never been a question. For now. Especially Jax. Look at him. Fresh off of Mortal Kombat 11.
You need to stop calling him Jax.
And he's only got one arm. But I don't know what the Mortal Kombat lore is. Eventually the other arm becomes a gun, right?
Yeah. Ermac rips it off.
Yeah.
What the hell? I see the characterization of that character is just as subtle as it was in the original. So this is a boss fight type thing?
Look at numbers, damage numbers. I'm legit excited. I'm surprised you guys are surprised.
Well,
it just doesn't seem
what
like
it,
your thing, Scott.
Yeah, what is it Scott always says? This Japanese thing looks dumb with this hair, and I hate
when they do the stereotype. I don't like some of the stereotypes, like dirty little uncle with the stupid fuzzy animal and all the shit you usually get in your anime. But there's
okay,
lots.
Okay, well, they're all in there. They just haven't shown them yet.
No, I know. I know there's some of that, but I can appreciate. Like, this is. This looks like fun. You know what this to me is? This is like Capcom doing what they're doing with their remakes. They're actually making the whole thing like feel new and not like I paid for it in the 90s.
Now, what if they announce a new feature where a large guy in a coat will chase you down hallways everywhere you go?
I want to sing Cloud gonna give it to you the whole time. Oh no! Okay. Get out, there's a scorpion at the thing. See, look, and he's helping his buddy out while you're troubled. See, that's tactical. That's fun.
Yeah, it is. It is definitely a really interesting reimagining of it.
Focus on the anus. That's an anus. Get it. Get the anus. See? Always go for the scorpion anus. John, this is good advice for you. You live in Arizona. You get scorpions all the time. Get them in the anus.
Usually, Scott, when you get all dirty about these jokes... I mean, poo dirty, not...
No, I know what you mean.
Pee-pee dirty. it is not warranted, but in this case, I think he was going for the anus.
That's exactly what it looked for.
This is what I like about Tired Patrick. He's very methodical about his responses, and they're always really good. I love it. Never change. Oh, take cover? What? You can take cover? Get behind me. Stay right there, Jack, so you get hurt. Okay, go to the other side. Ah, oh, this is great. Look at all those numbers, John.
Huh?
All the numbers popping up.
Yep.
It's like Diablo.
It's like they
in here.
Added the floating numbers mod from World of Warcraft.
I feel like this video has made me want to take another stab at playing the original Final Fantasy VII.
You're insane. This has made me want to forget it ever existed.
Well,
that's how much I'm excited. You know what? That's what's great about this. This is gonna do for gamers what they hoped, which is some people, crazy people, are gonna go, I'm gonna go back and play 7 for a while, the old one. And then
I'm gonna go play the game where they don't just chat through the entire combat encounter.
And then the cool people
that was getting a bit tiring.
The cool people will play this. Yeah, there is a lot of chatter going on between the two, isn't there?
There's a lot of chatter, and the combat is really long, but...
So it was before, and it was turn-based, though. This is at least fun to watch.
Yeah, but turn-based, it's a lot less active involvement from you. You're not, like, constantly paying attention and clicking everywhere.
Yeah, but you can tell Jax to just work on his own and never switch to him if you don't want to.
I guess.
Well done, young Cloud.
That's, you know, the special moves.
He hit him with the Killer Instinct logo.
Is there a big rare, bad 3D logo for Rare in there somewhere?
We already have the release date, by the way. It's March 3rd, 2020. Yep. I think March and April are going to be crazy months next year.
He just said, shit the bomb! Did you hear how he did that?
We've all been there, Barrett. We've all been there.
He prefers Jax.
No, he doesn't. Nobody prefers Jax.
I'm legit excited about that game.
You're excited about everything.
I'm not. That's not true. There's lots of stuff I've seen. I want that.
Okay. Aw. Oh. Nomura. The man who got it done.
Please come out and stand on your designated speaking cue.
It is an absolute honor to have you here. Katashi-san, how do you feel?
There's a pet
peeve
of mine.
What's that?
When people speak in not in Japanese and say, oh, Nomura-san, it feels silly and wrong.
Oh.
Just say Mr. Nomura. Nomura-san is, if you're speaking Japanese, you say, I don't know, it's like if I was speaking to you, Scott, in English, and I would say, and Monsieur Scott is really a nice person.
Oh,
like, why do you...
That's interesting. So what? How do the Japanese like it? Like, that would be the thing you'd want to do. How do they want it?
I think they don't. You know, they don't mind because it's silly foreigners who say it anyway. So, like, they don't.
Is it true that the Japanese are really big on the idea of the whole Middle Kingdom thing and they only tolerate us because we come and spend money there, but if they had their way, it would just be them and everyone else would go away?
Well, Middle Kingdom is China.
Oh,
but,
see, it shows what I know. I don't know what's happening.
It's, well, I mean, there's a lot of... there is some racism and there's a lot of very Japanese specificity, I'm going to say it like that.
Yeah.
And they don't expect foreigners to understand what Japan and Japanese culture and interactions are about.
Right.
With some reason.
Right.
Anyway, that's
someone on their phone.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Look at her texting.
Another cultural question, Patrick. Is it true that someone stole the bottom third of his pants?
He is the director of Final Fantasy VII Remake, so he can do whatever the hell he wants.
See, he did it. Patrick did it again.
That checks out.
We actually have playable demo kiosks available at the Square.
You were probably the best PR guy they had in BlizzCon because you would come over tired, and your answers were just amazing. Long, well thought out, perfectly punctuated. I bet you were a rock
star.
I'm
not sure people at Blizzard would agree.
Okay. I'm going to ask some that would know.
Maybe they would.
I'm going to ask Guy what he thinks.
Oh, he would definitely not agree.
Yeah.
No, that was a joke. You were supposed to be like,
oh, I mean, oh Guy. He would never agree. What's the American guy doing? He's all off center, too. Get on your cube, dude.
Today we have a longer version.
Okay. That is a lot of Final Fantasy VII Remake for 4 in the morning.
Well,
that's too much. Too much this early in the morning.
Oh, I remember this girl. She finds like a frog or something out there. She's got the ears.
What?
Isn't there some kind of frog, magic frog or something?
Nothing you just said.
Well, she does have ears. She does have ears.
Yeah, but they're like little bat, like little elf ears, right?
Yeah, but not what Scott meant. He didn't mean she just had ears. He thought she had special ears.
Yeah, they're special
ears.
Oh,
like Japanese elf ears?
Kinda. No, like Dobby ears.
Dobby ears, yeah. Like
she does not have Dobby ears.
All right, then
she has
Cloud.
A bow in her hair, Scott. That was a bow.
Here's my memory of everything. That guy, he's in charge of the Terrans and wants the Zerg killed. He'll do anything to make it happen. Oh, there's a glowing ball Sheila. She's always there for a glowing ball time. I don't remember any of this thing. I really don't. I don't remember a damn thing.
We noticed, Scott.
Hey, we just fought that guy. Don't fight him again. That's great.
Oh my god. The acting sounds really terrible.
Yeah, but isn't it the original stuff? They didn't redo that.
There was no voice acting in the original.
It didn't have any?
No, Scott. It came out in 1922. There was no acting.
But
oh, Tifa.
Don't you prefer cheeseball Japanese acting? I do. I kind of want it to be bad.
Oh, Cloud is drinking alcohol drinks.
He's hoping to make it
could be orange juice.
Or at the very least, a strong lemonade.
It's eggs and chips.
It's my favorite.
Eggs and chips?
Yeah.
Ugh. Don't worry, Jax is here. Oh, shit. It's the Matrix. Yeah, so what I'm most interested in, I actually want cheesy, crappy dialogue, and I want this amazing combat. This combat is so good looking. Oh, it's the Battletoads. John, they're back.
Finally.
Yep.
And in Final Fantasy, where they've always belonged.
Will he romance Ares or Tifa? Or both.
Could be. That's
like Cloud can do whatever he wanted, but Tifa was always the better of the two.
She's a fighter. She's not that, like, passive Japanese princess type girl.
Well, I know.
Look.
Sephiroth.
This is bad part. Oh, his hair's not bad in this. Remember that weird V part he used to have? You have to win. You bastard! Oh, part him right in the part. Okay, he has the part. I take it back.
You just said part more times than 2 sentences one person's allowed.
I liked the part where he tried to part his part.
Yeah, March 3rd. This is... Oh, it's funny because it becomes 03032020.
What's the deluxe? They should have
released it. Someone is going to use the February 2nd, 2020 as a marketing tool for a date.
Yeah, that's a good date to do. Oh, that's cool.
First class edition.
Oh, that's the secret ingredient to... I want that. I want that bike. No, I don't really actually want that. I don't want that. I have too much crap.
Was that a Japanese accent you made?
Yeah, when the guy goes, secret ingredient to... When he's eating the... Apple, or no, the pepper in that King of the Cookers show, whatever it was called. King of the Cooking. Hey,
just the son I wanted to see. Okay.
What's this? Oh.
It's, I know what happened with you guys. Life is Strange 2, isn't it?
How do you feel?
With us, Misfits.
Come on! Gotcha!
Our latest emotional journey.
Oh my god, this is so exciting.
Huh? Who's that?
Oh my gosh.
I love the setting of streamers. So
streamers. The wiliest of all
streamers.
Yeah. You never know when they're going to crop up. Here we see the streamers in their natural habitat.
I want to see what his power can do.
Come on, Daniel. You got this.
Starting to be able to control his powers.
Also, this is the kid from the last game.
From Captain Spirit.
Yeah, also, who wears headphones over their hoodie? Stop that.
Streamers.
They need to stop doing that.
Oh my god.
I miss Dad. I'm so sorry, Daniel.
Charming. Oh.
I'm really glad I got to meet you.
It's the same for me.
Bro hug. What a nice dude, man.
He is a nice dude, man.
The puppy.
I like the Life is Strange series. That whole thing, I played the whole thing.
Yeah, I only played the first game. It was really good.
Yeah, I just, and it's not that I didn't want to play the next thing. I just didn't. I should catch up and play it.
Oh, this is gonna be the cliffhanger.
That's so sad.
God damn it!
Stop, Daniel. I said.
Oh, come on.
That was so intense.
It's my power. Not yours.
What the? No, that's the ending, isn't it?
Stop spoiling everything.
Yeah, you don't have to play it now. We've shown you all the story beats from this one.
That's all there is for the sushi part? Really? Okay. Yeah, but you guys have a ton. Oh, okay. Sorry, I'm back.
Are you arguing with your wife about
sushi? No, it's my daughter.
Sushi?
They brought me sushi, but it's not very much. I'm not going to complain.
You're like, give me more of your sushi. You have enough, daughter.
My asthma has blanketed the world.
I require more calories.
Crystals keep the deadly miasma in check.
Is this the crystals power? Crystal Chronicles?
Oh, is this... Oh.
Really?
Yeah, they're bringing it back. You remember this game where everybody had to get their Game Boy Advance out and everybody had to hook it up to their GameCube?
Yeah, I do remember
that. And
then
one person had the shitty job of carrying the little bubble around while everybody else had fun. It was like, well, you gotta be the one to carry the bubble.
Yeah, that was a weird choice.
The same, but without carrying the bubble.
Is it on the phone? John, I hope it's on the phone for your sake.
It looks like it's on the phone.
Oh, perfect. No, that's John's. That's his preferred platform. This is good.
Hey, it's finally on the platform it maybe always belonged on.
I may try this one because someone told me I'd like it. It's on Steam. It's on Steam.
I am pretty sure you will hate it.
Really?
Yeah, well, I am sure. Pretty sure.
Yeah, this isn't really my thing.
Actually, maybe you won't.
I like the look of it.
That's what I said when Scott kept asking about Dragon's Quest, but you liked that, right?
I do like Dragon's Quest a lot.
It's Dragon Quest.
Sorry, Dragon Quest, not dragons.
Oh, there were more dragons in mine.
That was a mistake.
Why are they doing a push on Octopath Traveler?
Because they own it. It's on Steam now.
They need to buy time before they show Avengers.
Now on Steam.
Before they show the second one? Oh, because it's on Steam. Okay. So they're doing all the Japanese things first, and then they're going to go all the American, Western things.
What if your Avengers thing doesn't happen? Are you going to be, how pissed would you be?
I would be internet level pissed.
Whoa.
Because they actually teased it, and there's a giant banner in Los Angeles saying, "We will reveal our Avengers game at this press conference."
You know, that's a lot of evidence they might talk about in Avengers game.
What's the last remnant?
How many remasters?
Is that a thing someone should know? Oh, wow. This is a loud crowd. I don't like them. They're just all yelling. I mean, it's okay to clap and scream when things are cool, but when they're just trying to talk, they're all going...
I'm just picturing you at a concert.
Oh, I hate concerts for that very reason.
A loud group of people. I don't like it.
Especially those folks on the stage there. Ah, Dragon Quest Builders.
Didn't people like that?
I heard it was good.
Yeah, I played the first one a little bit. It's essentially Minecraft with a story. It's not bad.
Oh my gosh. Who can you farm? I'm in.
Why do you complain nonstop about Dragon Ball Z's art style and then see this and say nothing?
Oh no, it's very. I was just thinking Goku thoughts right then when you said that.
All right.
But they showed.
I think it's becoming like a Pavlovian reflex at this point for Scott.
But they showed farming, John. I like to farm.
That's true. True potential as a master builder. Yay!
Yay! I'm a master builder. Limited building combinations. You will have to master new crafting skills. I don't know. This is too Minecraft for me. Never mind. Even more to create. Kind of sick of Minecraft. I got a car. Much, much bigger. Build huge structures in a larger world with more variety and options than ever before. And with a little help from the eager islanders.
The world is humongous, and you'll need your wits. The narration is so Japanese style. I'm sure it was translated one to one. Dive into the watery
depths to discover hidden treasures. He was almost out of air. I bet he was going to die right then.
Oh, Zelda type things. But beware. Monsters roam this land and will need to be dispatched with cunning composure. Luckily, cunning composure is the enigmatic Malroth,
an aggressive amnesiac with a... They're very Dragon Ball Z looking.
Use powerful attacks. Well, it is the same artist originally.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, that would explain it.
And the guy who did the art for Chrono Trigger. Another amazing game.
Be sure your favorite game, right? The way
you
build your
fields to support the
kind of crops you'll grow. Are you saying that before? Harvest anything. Oh, harvesting. Look at that.
Scott is back.
I love
that
stuff.
As Bo would say, he harvested a JPEG.
Literally, that was a flat 2D image he just harvested. And team up online to build anything you can imagine. Let your creativity run wild. Oh, Patrick, they're going to lose you on this one, aren't they?
It is possible. The only limit is your imagination. So, we're half an hour in. I hope it's going to be only an hour. Scott, what do you think? Do you think it's going to be an hour?
I bet it's an hour and a little change.
Okay. And they're going to keep Avengers for the end.
And they don't have to exit the building as quickly or do anything special because there's no Sony tonight.
He's excited because he doesn't have to keep talking anymore.
Oh, it's coming very soon.
Yeah, too much Minecraft.
Well, there's a demo in a few days.
Not enough farming. This is that game.
Yeah,
the one I like.
One
we were talking about.
I do like this game. I need to get back in and finish it. I really like it. My least favorite thing is the kind of Dragon Ball Z faces, but other than that, it's fine.
Oh, so you can switch between the 2D and 3D styles.
Oh, really?
And with full orchestra. That is really good.
I mean, admittedly, I am extremely biased to the other side, but I don't know how you can hate this art style.
Well, I like the style of the art. I don't like their eyeballs. That's it.
That's the only thing.
That's it.
Listen, I'm not a racist. I just don't like people who have a different skin color.
Oh, yeah, that's a comparison I'll make. No.
I've decided to be... to make sense tonight.
We really ate a seed on that argument right there.
Okay, so I'll change it. Listen, I love pasta. I just hate everything pasta is made with.
I just hate saying
that
pasta
doesn't work
instead
either.
Of pasta. You said through pasta. You know what this pasta is you're eating. Okay, a game was released in 2016. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Did we get a release date for Dragon Quest XI S?
The 27th of July, I thought? Maybe June? Okay. It's soon.
I'm not going to buy it again.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking the other game. No, I don't remember.
Okay.
Business.
I was still on Builders. There's a lot of stuff. Hey, Fear Effect. Remember when they sold a game based on ladies kissing?
Oh, that's right. They're lesbian kisses. Look, I'm open, John.
I'm all for all kinds of kisses.
Yeah. I do not discriminate. Coming in 2020. That's an actual car or something. Alberto and Carlos Mastretta. What the hell's happening?
We're a family of motorsport fans from Mexico, and we're the founders of Original Fire.
You're watching this on VHS, you just don't know it.
We have seen a fascinating evolution in racing games. And nowadays, you can drive almost any type of car on amazing recreations of the best tracks in the world.
However, we believe it's time to try something different. We want to do this by reviving a style that pioneered racing games.
I love hearing about
Mexico.
Developers in Mexico.
Oh, no.
Oh, we lost sound.
Oops, okay, so it freaked out for everybody. So. Styles and eras
of motorsport. We are delighted to share this moment with you
and show a sneak preview of our game, which Square Enix Collective will publish in 2020.
Join us for the ride and see you again soon.
Okay, that's always fun. The little, cars.
Yeah,
racing.
Same. I feel that way about tiny cars.
Like.
When they drift,
hot rods.
I love drifting. Yeah. Drifting's great in that mode. Looks kind of fun. Oh, war as hell.
This is the indie game section. The core of classic competitive first-person shooters. You'll need to quickly coordinate strategies with your team on the fly. This looks like a tight shooting game. If you hope to beat out the competition. There are multiple game modes that I will be destroyed at repeatedly if I ever played.
Capture the flag or
team deathmatch. This looks like a game where you need to be good. So it's probably not for me.
Its competitive toolset is fully integrated into the game. Let's face it. World-renowned competitive
matchmaking. I guess so something
have to,
that makes
accept
your
the truth you maybe didn't want to.
Kill enemies.
So the truth that I have, you know, I've accepted the fact that I'm not good at FPSs.
You did it, Overwatch.
No.
You're okay at Overwatch.
I'm not the worst. That's... I'm not great.
Yeah, I think you're pretty good on there.
Thank you.
The Axis offensive in their tracks. Well, I can tell I'm into this game because I've really just been mostly watching Scotty Chicken.
It's Rift.
It is.
Oh, Rift. It is. Sorry.
It is surprisingly satisfying to watch these headshots.
I feel like there's a million of these, though.
I mean, mostly I agree, but. There's something comforting about watching another person eat ribs and go, oh, it's hard for everybody. It's not just me.
Battalion 1944.
Eastern Front.
Okay. People just living their life.
Yeah, I'm playing a mobile game about music. Oh, no. I'm listening to Final Fantasy Orchestral
music. This is how this actually worked. I'd be pissed if I were them.
It's been for 3 days.
Why is this a thing you do a whole spot for?
Because you get money when people listen to it.
Okay.
Alright, well, there you go. Go listen to Final Fantasy music.
Some people are very excited about it.
I am actually, I am being jaded for no reason, because I'm actually happy about that.
Because this is the 15th conference we're watching and we're getting tired.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Oh, are they selling jackets?
No, they're selling bad hair.
What if they were selling jackets?
Well, I'd buy
I
that
believe
jacket.
They might be selling jackets.
But I wouldn't buy that hair. Oh, that looks so stupid. That's what I hate. You want to know what I hate? There it is. That face, that hair.
You hate hair.
No, somebody somewhere went, oh, you know what would be cool? This, and they did that, and everybody was like, yeah, dude, and that's where we part ways.
So I think a lot of the reason why they have these weird looking colorful hair is that Japanese people, Asian in general, but Japanese especially, have incredibly uniform hair color and shape. And so it's a way of differentiating.
And I don't mind that. I don't mind the color. It's this shape.
Kingdom Hearts 3 Remind.
What the hell's that mean?
I don't know.
It's an expansion type thing?
That just came out.
Something about hearts.
Please welcome Naoki Yoshida, producer and director, Final Fantasy XIV Online.
That place is one punch away from a freaking massacre in there. Everyone's...
I just like the way that some people are sitting, but some people are standing, like the kids in the Ninja Turtles movie when they went to that like weird Foot Clan arcade and everybody was just standing around watching.
That's a deep cut, dude.
Hi, guys. My name is Naoki Yoshida, producer and director of Final Fantasy XIV.
I've been playing a lot of that game.
I thought there was a lot of cheering at Bethesda.
Yeah.
And there was. But this is beating it.
Oh, yeah. They're all just going to break into an orgy later. Like, this is a lot of excitement. Cameras will turn off. Lights will go down. Everyone's going to have sex.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
You know, I'm happy that we took this time to explain what an orgy was to everybody.
And I love that they still have online in the title of Final Fantasy XIV.
Just in case people forgot what an MMO is and how it works.
It's been 6 years so since I'm kind of hoping of A Realm Reborn in 2013, and over the years we have surpassed
the thing is going to be an hour total, which would mean it needs to end in less than 20 minutes.
I have a feeling that's not going
to
happen.
Thanks to our players, our warriors of life.
Do we have a lot of Western games to show at Square Enix? Like, my brain isn't working.
I think just Avengers, because like there's no.
It's only Avengers.
Yeah. I don't have a lot in the pipe. I don't think they've got any new Hitman or Hitman. I guess they don't even own Hitman anymore, right? That went to the developers.
Yeah, that's gone.
Yeah, it went to IO.
They don't have a new Tomb Raider. And there's no what's the one where the Deus Ex game? There's none of that been rumored. So.
Scott, if I told you one of the primary features of this Final Fantasy expansion is you get to play as a bunny person, how does that strike you?
How does that land on me?
Yeah.
It makes me not any more of a hurry to play Final Fantasy 14.
Nope, didn't win you over with that one.
Nope, don't like bunny races. I have trouble with gnomes and freaking goblins. Can't do bunny races.
But this is like a tall. This is like a tall bunny.
And are they like? Can I get a booby female bunny?
Yeah, it's like a person but with bunny ears.
Yeah, f that. Not into it. It's silly. His T-shirt is terrifying.
We are pleased to bring a world premiere of the launch trailer for Shadowbringers, releasing on July the 2nd.
All right.
Please take a look.
And when, pray tell, did we last have a dark night? Over 100 bleeding years ago, that's when.
This guy's my favorite. Whoever's talking right now, it's my favorite.
Square Enix has one of my favorite logos in video games, and I'm going to give him that real quick. I think it's cool. Are you going to space in this next expansion or what?
I don't know, I'm not that far. I'm still in the base game. Was the future. I got on a chocobo. That was exciting. It played the chocobo music when it ran.
So endgame is float into space. That sounds great.
An MMO expansion is such a hard sell on anyone who isn't playing it. Like, even more than... Oh, especially when it bugs out.
Yeah, that's
that. Broke everything.
I hope the Avengers thing doesn't bug out. The eternal light of these creatures. Even more than, like, a game that has new content, DLC, or a game as a service that is... Born of the self-same ether. I don't know. Maybe it's especially Final Fantasy 14.
That game's beautiful, though. Give it that.
Well, I mean, notice the how much they're pushing the contrast and.
Oh yeah, the filter's weird, but. The...
Yeah. It's not. It's not ugly.
Look at that guy.
Whoa, Uncle Joe. My Uncle Joe looks like that. But they must be fed with ether. With beef. Oh, ether. They said with beef. They must be fed with beef.
Living beef.
Maybe it's some maybe call it's
them
beefer.
Cows. Not me. I have to think of them as living beef.
Slaughter the beef. This world's beyond safe. Make me a burger. Like
those who are they pushed the... living beef sandwich.
This world has had its fill of. Oh, that was a
they
bunny
pushed
person.
The contrast of it too much.
You think so? I don't know. This is kind of a neat look.
I could do that. I don't want to.
And see.
I'm glad it's successful. And there are more good games in the MMO market makes me happy, so
It's legitimately pretty cool at times, and I've heard I'm in the content that isn't that great, and I still think it's pretty cool.
Everything we gave.
Bunny people.
What was it for?
Seriously, I get a little blood. I think I'm bleeding from my anus now that I saw the bunny person.
If we played this game together, Scott, I would play as a bunny person, and I would put myself in the fanciest clothes, and I would just talk snooty all the time.
This is a giant shock hearing that's what you'd do.
Oh, you want to go on an adventure with me, I suppose.
I want you to do that voice for reading the articles I'm reading all the time.
Oh, can the bunnies only be girls? Well, John's not.
No,
John
there was a man bunny.
Was there a man bunny?
Yeah.
Oh, they were all cheering. Was he a famous character or something?
I don't know. I don't know him yet. He's probably important.
I mean, right now, isn't that game WoW's chief, like, dollar for dollar competitor at the moment?
I'd say it's probably ESO.
They're both doing pretty good.
I don't know. In Asia, Final Fantasy is probably more popular. Oh, it's not over. It's the trailer that never ends.
Wonder if he knows he's got something stuck on his head.
Hideo Kojima directed our video. There are 8 endings.
That guy. The guy didn't finish his exclamation. He just yelled, "Holy!"
Someone just asked him, "What? When you were playing WoW, what did you play? What, you were a priest? What kind?" "Holy!" That's all I can say.
Oh, there we go. Western stuff.
Oh,
Techland is
like Nash Maggard,
Dead Island, isn't it?
Dead Island and... Are they dead
parkour
by
zombie?
Dead by Daylight or whatever it is? Daylight people?
Parkour zombie. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is that Daylight
thing.
Yeah,
well, there you go. Why can't I remember the name of the game?
Dying Light?
Dying Light, too.
Yes, thank you.
There it is. If they get rid of the night mechanic...
That guy hates wood.
If you would.
I'll admit something. Dying Light is a much better title for a game than Parkour Zombie.
This isn't called Parkour Zombie, is it?
No, it's called Dying Light.
Oh.
Which is a better title.
You're right, it is. I just... All right, I see where you're coming from. Oh, jeez. This is Sparta. I liked that first game a lot, so maybe 2 would be cool, too. I don't know.
It's spring 2020 again. It feels like the entire industry is releasing games before we get, like, the big onslaught of new console news.
Yeah.
The spring is going to be very expensive.
The frick is that?
Romancing Saga, it's a very well-known series.
How come it never came here before? Too weird.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Bunch of hoppy people. Look at them hop.
Is that the third one?
Your choices matter. Is that just telling me that, or
to say? Yeah.
Yeah. that's where.
Oh, nice. They just stick in some little positive platitudes there.
Hey,
you can do anything.
You're great.
Put your mind to it. You can do it.
You are the master of your own destiny.
Don't let anyone tell you different.
You don't have to go with the popular crowd.
Yep. Be a crematist.
I was in high school, but I mellowed out.
World-renowned crematist John Jagger.
Crematist?
I don't know. It was the name of the lady. It said crematist or something.
Oh. Right.
I'm sure I got it right. I'm sure that name is not wrong.
Oh, that's a lot of arrows.
Everybody, get a bow out.
So, Wayne, is this implying you can switch back and forth to the graphics and stuff, or no? Saga Scarlet Grace?
Ambitions.
Man, the names of these games, dude. I understand translation's weird, but...
Oh, they're not even translations, I think.
They were filming the filming of the screen.
That was weird.
Man,
Final Fantasy Brave Exvius.
Exvius?
Fans the world over, has surpassed.
I had a Brave Exvius, and Doctor was able to help me.
Now, I was going to say, isn't that Finnish Patrick for vagina or something? What is an Exvius?
The
universe.
The world still wonders.
Of the visions, Final Fantasy Brave Exvius.
I think every other game they're showing is a Final Fantasy game.
They need to stop saying Brave Exvius.
I vote for
I just
that.
Feel like the English language is going to break if it's said too many times.
This is the story of Ardera, a continent of Lapis. A tiny spark here ignites...
Again with the narration.
...broiled the entire continent in conflict.
These names remind me... And these names and worlds... This is going to be sacrilegious to somebody, but they remind me of mobile games.
This is a mobile game.
Freaking... Check it out. There's a land of whatever, and they've been did real good for a while, and then an ancient evil rose up, and like they're all the same.
This is a mobile game.
Oh.
Twin Princes. I like that song. You remember that?
The Twin Princes?
Yeah, there's a song about it, I think.
Oops, she has that part I hate. Let's see if we can get some more of that.
Million things I wanted to say about that, Scott, and I'll just let you off the hook and leave it at that.
So she had good bangs. She also had giant breasts.
You're getting me hungry with all your eating.
Sorry, I gotta quit eating on this mic.
No, it's fine. It's only fair. I did it earlier. A religious city-state
with believers. Coming to the religious sanctum. Terminator. The T-1000.
If you pre-order now, Terminator. Religious crystal sanctum.
On a struggle in which the fate of nations...
If they show... if they... The next game is Avengers, and they have a 5 minutes demo, that could be a 1 hour showcase.
It could be. In development. Okay, now what? Ooh, my Cheeto looks like a...
Brave Exvius.
My Cheeto looks like a Brave Exvius. That's exactly right. Oh, what's this? Woke up in the morning, it's a long... They can?
I like people who can fly. It's,
Oh, that's Jimmy John's new thing. Skippy D. What's his name?
Cliffy B. Cliffy no, B. it's not.
Oh, it's not?
No, it's not.
Who is it?
You're confusing the name of the company and the concept of the game.
I'm not sure what to take from this yet.
That these are some shooty folk, and they're feeling a mood, and they're gonna shoot.
They're gonna shoot giants. Three-player co-op, Terminators. Ooh, geez, look at that. That's cool.
Yeah. It's a glowing Brave Exvius right there.
Outriders. Let's do Outsiders. It's taken? Okay. Outriders. Wait. Oh.
I always get confused when trailers... show a thing, I don't understand it, and then they come back from the title to show a little bit more, like it's a big reveal, but I didn't understand the first part.
Agreed.
Yeah,
so I'm even more confused about the second.
Yeah.
I think people are going to be confused about what you're saying, but I get it. And it makes sense.
In your
state, I mean, we're all here for the Avengers, so I'll use that comparison. It's like knowing nothing about Marvel, watching a Marvel movie, and then watching people freak out about the credit scene.
I'm Sebastian Wojciechowski, studio head.
Which I don't know what it's like because I always got
the studio behind Bulletstorm and Gears of War.
I think that makes sense.
Yeah, any Bulletstorm fans? It has? All right.
Well, all right.
Let me tell you.
It's okay, right. Everybody.
I also like Bulletstorm.
It's Hank from freaking Barry, dude. Hey, you like our games in the house?
I'd like to thank the team at People Can Fly. You guys are amazing, and I know that some of you are watching.
Right,
Scott, what did I say yesterday about making?
Sorry, I know. I'm sorry.
It's the painkiller people.
Yeah, the painkiller people.
Thank you, thank you. And of course, Square Enix.
Painkiller was great back in the day.
Barry, I loved it. I'm liking your gun shooting, Barry.
You know, over the past few years, People Can Fly has grown to over 200 developers and 4 studios.
I can't not hear it now, Scott. Gosh, dang it.
Listen to him, he's got the accent.
To bring you what is our most ambitious shooter to date.
It's totally him. If you close
your
eyes,
you're world's best killer, Barry.
To present more vision,
who
like
are you
referencing?
Guy and Barry. If you haven't seen Barry on HBO yet, you need to do yourself a favor and watch that show.
So thanks a lot.
Okay.
More on Outriders.
He might be
winter.
My favorite character on TV right now. Hank, not Barry. I like Barry, but Hank is great. Maybe it's Outriders.
Maybe it's Outriders.
Outriders.
Shooters are in our DNA. It's our passion. And it's what we do.
That's right. Barry, come
Outriders
to my office.
Draws on all our experience from all our previous titles. It's a game we wanted to make for a very long time. We describe Outriders as a dark, modern shooter built with traditional values. By that, I mean we are creating an experience with a strong story that you can enjoy with your friends or on your own.
Good.
We want to tell a complete story.
I don't like playing with people.
We are confident.
That's not true at all, Scott.
I like playing with my friends,
with
but.
Gunplay,
well, those guns are cool, dude.
They look like they're made out of wood. I want a cool wooden gun.
We want to spend many hours in. It's a game we've had in our heads ever since People Can Fly left Epic Games.
There's that opening door again.
One, two, or three player, drop in, drop out, co-op shooter. In our game, you create your own Outrider and journey across the whole.
Three players, really popular at this E3 for multiplayer numbers.
Yeah.
It's come up a lot.
It's a pretty dark game.
You think
I think it's the right spot.
Is it?
Yeah.
I mean, we play, John and I play games on Wednesdays with a total of 5 of us, and it's perfect for Heroes of the Storm, but just about everything else doesn't work. It's like...
I am sorry that People Can Fly is not accommodating your specific number of players.
Don't
you're
they
right,
know
Scott.
The
I'm
exact
sorry,
number in our
work.
Gaming group? Why can't they accommodate us?
Yeah,
I don't
come
understand.
On. Let me get it to 3. What happened to 40-man raids in Warcraft? Snowflakes!
Exactly.
The green Mystios of,
Reincarnation.
Oh, my lord.
Is the foundation of our way of
gee, I wonder if this
so
is
you're
a
getting,
weird Japanese
you're
RPG.
You're getting where I am.
And offer up prayers.
Here's a new land that we will now explain in 4 seconds.
Grief of death,
you'll try to care about it,
living,
but you probably won't.
And causes the dead to stray.
The anime girl will have bad hair.
There is no
did he just say it causes the
dentist?
Oh my gosh.
Bless.
Yeah, I heard it causes the dentist chair.
As we send
oh,
off the dead.
I heard dentistry. You
hey,
are
Nash
a
young Maggard.
Animated protagonist.
You see Nash Maggard there with the one eye that was glowing?
I did.
That was cool.
He's been in a lot of games now. That guy gets around.
Yeah.
Pretty soon he's going to be referencing himself.
Or what he learned in the place he came from.
The Watchers.
Yeah.
Sever the bonds that tie the lost to this world.
That's what he actually looked like before he was all junky. A very overly attractive anime boy.
That sounds right.
Navigate the emotions of the
living. Well, if they're making a little Diablo game, that's fine.
They prize life above all else.
They prize life above all else, so they're destroying all this life. That's fantastic.
Life is important to me. Die.
Life.
Let me shoot my love of life into you.
See, look at Nash Maggard.
Yeah. Came and asked for an egg and disappeared.
Green egg. Oni Kaki?
No.
Nope.
Oh, try again.
Oni. that was dangerously close to some trouble. All right, this purple one's got to be Avengers, Patrick. This is it.
I don't know. I hear birds. Nothing about birds says Avengers.
Well, the birds.
Oh, to the fans who've been waiting.
Come back. Yeah, no, that's not Avengers.
What is? Oh, jeez. All right.
Everyone wanted
here?
The remake. Okay. Well, not everyone. Some people.
Now we're talking about a Final Fantasy. We got the girl that likes trains. You got a cowboy. You got a guy who's a dick to everybody he meets.
Is this six?
It's eight.
Sorry, eight.
Six is a Super Nintendo game. If you go Japanese, it was called three in.
So is this is PS1 or PS2? I can't tell.
This is PS2.
No, this is PlayStation.
Right? No, maybe not.
Yeah, this is the game I got with my PlayStation, which is probably the only reason I like it better than 7.
But... Ooh, that is some ugly CG, though. Woo! Ah, I'm the Western type.
Don't worry, I'm still a pretty anime guy.
That's right. It's high noon. Get this camera off of me. Let's see the remastered part.
I think that was. Oh. It didn't look that nice back then.
Ugh. These people are still standing.
So I guess every Final Fantasy...
Here you go. This is it. This is it. Look.
Shh, shh. Scott, shut up.
Yeah, shut up, Patrick.
Stop. Stop talking. Scott,
I'm not talking.
Stop it.
Hello, San Francisco.
Thor, Tony, check it out at once. Try to keep up.
Hulk out. Oh, is this game footage?
Appears to be. It looks good, but I can't tell who you're being. Can you guess you can be anybody or all of them? That looks good. It's Skeletor! I'll get you, you boobs. Some of it's gameplay footage? You can't tell.
It looks like in engine.
Yeah.
Cap! What the hell?
Now he's Captain Russia!
Startling conclusion to those events.
Call them murderers.
Do the Avengers pose a danger to society? That was the question, Bruce. That was the question.
Well, we all lost something that day. But that's not how this story ends.
Is it a single player game?
I don't know. It's an awful lot of character. Can they not use the music from the movies? I guess not. Or even the logo.
Yeah.
Well, what are we waiting for?
That's that stinger thing again. Where it's a teaser and then a little tiny teaser at the end.
Please welcome Sean Eskay, Creative Director, Crystal Dynamics, and Bill Roseman, Vice President and Creative Director, Marvel Games.
Well, hopefully nobody wanted to play as Captain America.
He will come back at some point, I'm guessing.
Goreth says pretty underwhelming. I mean, it's like, you know, moving JPEGs around. Oh, that t-shirt is awesome.
Thank you, everyone. We are incredibly excited to reveal Marvel's Avengers to the world.
But first, we will swap places magically.
A few years ago, the Crystal Dynamics and Marvel began collaborating on an original Avengers game. One that combined epic action adventure with cinematic storytelling. A game where we as players can experience in both single player and co-op what it's like to be Earth's mightiest heroes.
Do I have any true believers in the
and
house?
And co-op.
Yes! Awesome.
Because don't do that, Bill.
You recognize your favorite superheroes and villains, but you'll also see that
that's a cubicle.
That's the fourth one.
That's a cubicle you want to get out of. That's Iron Man over there. Oh, you mean next to it? That's
yeah.
Oh.
Our story begins at 8A.
Doctor Strange, like the
Captain America, yeah. Thor, Hulk, Black Widow.
Oh, Black Widow.
I guess it is Black Widow. Yeah. I didn't realize she had like a experimental energy source time thing.
However, the it's like the butt of Black Widow is like a little hourglass of the spider.
What?
Yeah, look at the butt of a Black Widow.
Blamed for the tragedy,
the Avengers are outlawed, and our heroes disband.
5 years later, a horrific evil threatens the world, and our only hope is to reassemble Earth's mightiest heroes. You'll play as your favorite Avengers in an all-new original story showcasing
Spider-Man?
Authentic Marvel heroism and humanity.
I put it in Discord.
What matters to you most, and fighting to get it back.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's not exactly like that, but it's close.
All right, and it's not the butt, it's the back.
It's the vagina. Oh, that's the back? Oh, you're right. Oh, this crowd needs to stop.
Most importantly, this is a story about self-acceptance in the face of adversity. About embracing our individual
and dealing
powers.
With no Hawkeye in the game, apparently.
That together, we are mighty.
There's no room on the shirt, John.
And they have to keep some surprises.
As the legendary super soldier, Captain America.
Oh, so you do play. Oh, but no, but then he dies.
As the Asgardian god of thunder.
We don't know.
Spoilers, he's back.
They're introducing the Avengers.
The anger of scientist Bruce Banner by unleashing the Hulk.
Stop doing that, dude. Don't.
It's too early in the morning for that.
Ultimate tactical spy, Black Widow. And finally, you'll blast through the sky as a charismatic Tony Stark. Known to the wider world as the Armored Iron Man.
Someone's clapping too close
to
their mic.
Story to life, we've assembled
I heard another,
cast.
But not Hawkeye.
I'll let them introduce themselves.
Did someone say, but not Hawkeye? In the audience?
Yeah, someone yelled it.
Oh, that's great.
Avengers assemble. Who are you people again?
Oh, hey, it's...
Hi, I'm Troy Baker, and I play Bruce Banner.
Hi, I'm Jeff Shine.
Oh, they have Troy Baker and...
Hi, I'm Travis Willingham, and I play Thor.
Hi, I'm Laura Bailey, and I'm playing Black Widow.
Wow, this is... Tony Stark. They have everyone.
Yeah, those are big names.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's a pretty good crew right there.
So we'd like to have you play Tony Stark, Iron Man. Yeah, yes.
you know, everybody always portrays him as this super confident character. And I think it's a mask for him. I think he's one of the most vulnerable guys.
I think Bruce is just such a cool character.
Troy Baker's hat are really quick is on to point here today. Green.
But I think that Bruce is a super complex character. He's fun, and I've never played him before.
What is very relatable about Natasha is she's extremely capable, but she's at the core, she's human. She's surrounded by all of this larger-than-life stuff, and she has to step up to it.
So we're getting no indication that this is a game-as-a-service thing, right?
No, it seems just like a game, but I don't even know if it's multiplayer or single-player at this point.
They mentioned you can play single or co-op.
Okay.
I never feel like he necessarily wants to be a leader. He accepts.
I mean, if every one of these heroes is has all their complex moves and abilities and everything, and you're playing it
having an original story to tell as well
in co-op, that's exciting.
Dynamics is great. So
yeah.
I think everybody's going to be pretty stoked.
The Avengers. I like that Travis went the extra mile and wore his character on his shirt.
Yeah.
Do not shake.
I played Modern Warfare 2 with him one night. To play the
game, but right now, oh, yeah?
With Liam, him, and Hakito. We played two-man, two-on-two Warhammer. This is back before Troy Baker blew up. And he did...
Do the Avengers pose a danger to society?
I can't think of his name.
That was the question, Bruce. That was the question.
Did you even check the science?
It was a heist.
Who's the guy that got in the accident? You know, we got hit by the Walmart truck.
Sorry.
You knew that, and you still paraded it before the entire world.
So what? We just give up.
We didn't give up, Tony. We failed. At least I can admit that. No, we failed him. We failed him.
Anyway,
please welcome
Tracy Morgan,
head of studio.
He did Tracy Morgan impressions for 3 hours.
Community and social media manager, Crystal Dynamics.
Social media manager, sweet gig.
Hello, E3.
Was that it for Avengers?
You've just seen a high-level view of the cinematic and character-driven campaign of Marvel's Avengers. But launch is only the beginning of this adventure.
Okay,
Marvel's
game
Avengers
as a service.
Marvel's delivers a narrative over multiple years with exciting new content released at a regular basis.
I don't want to be an ass, but she's wearing something weird.
You and your friends are stronger together.
Patrick, so judgmental.
You'll assemble into teams of up to 4 players online. Where you can master extraordinary abilities, where you can customize a growing roster of heroes, and defend the Earth from ever-escalating threats.
Growing roster of heroes, so we might get Hawkeye.
And to make sure everyone comes on this journey with
and
us,
Spider-Man.
We're incredibly thrilled to announce
they're keeping that the best one for to sell as additional content.
Will be delivered at no additional cost.
So new heroes are free.
Wait,
new heroes,
heroes
are free.
And... heroes and regions are free?
He said heroes
and
every...
They allowed to do that.
He says hero in every region is free.
Yeah. We won't have random loot boxes or pay-to-win scenarios.
Okay, but what do you do if the story's over? What's the end game in this game?
Yeah.
This game represents a collaboration across Crystal Dynamics. Marvel Games. I know you're out here. Eidos Montreal. These guys are here. Nixie Software.
They're like, hey, we wanted to pretend that this was a crowd of fans. Please stop shouting out the studios.
So our game is about embracing your powers and living your superhero dreams. We have an exclusive gameplay demo in our booth that will show you more of the core campaign, its original story, and our superheroes in action.
I really do want to know what's after the campaign.
So, Marvel's Avengers will release worldwide on PS4, Xbox One, Stadia, and PC.
PC people are freaking out.
We got you covered. And we're excited to be partnering with PlayStation to bring some awesome surprises to the PlayStation audience. Including early beta access.
Yay, beta.
And unique benefits that we'll be revealing in the future. But before we go,
the crowd is riled up.
Final glimpse into our world, including when you'll get to play this game. This is what's next for the Avengers. Thank you, true believers.
True believers.
Okay, so we have some gameplay.
Somebody just yelled, "Damn it!"
Yeah, damn it.
Hank, that doesn't look ready.
Come on, Tony, live a little.
Is that Hank Pym?
Yeah, it's supposed to be Hank Pym.
Unbelievable! It worked.
It's sort of cute when they're small.
Ah, I didn't doubt you for a second, Hank.
Yeah, but
what's the gameplay?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the gameplay looks like a lot of shooting and killing and maybe Spider-Man-y kind of combat, but they didn't show near enough.
May 15, 2020. This might 2020 might be the most expensive first 4 months in the history of gaming.
Might be more than that if you're buying new consoles by the end of the year too.
That's why I said first. Four months.
Oh. That was subtle.
I guess that's it.
Is that the whole deal? They're done? Does nobody come out and say goodbye? Drive safe?
I'm excited to hear what people have to say about playing the game. I'm talking about Avengers, of course.
Yeah, I mean, I want to hear gameplay stuff. That's the only bummer about any of that. That all looked really great, and it's exciting. And
It's good that there will be gameplay at the show for people who want to try it. That's very important.
Yeah.
Because if there hadn't been, I would have been worried for a game that's coming out in less than a year.
Yeah.
So
these are truths you speak.
I guess we're going to end it very quickly because I need to go to bed and get up and start doing shows again tomorrow.
Yeah, we got Nintendo. So to give people an idea of what's happening tomorrow, it's kind of the last big coverage thing, and then we'll do our. We still have a little show plan where we're going to sum it all up, but we got Nintendo at 11 a.m. tomorrow, I believe, Mountain Time, 10 a.m. Pacific. I believe that's right. That's they're doing one of their direct video things. Nintendo Directs.
Nintendo is 9 Pacific, 6 p.m. Paris time.
Yeah. This is all true. So we're going to do that. And John, you'll be at work, I guess. You won't be there for that one, will you?
I will be. I'm unfortunately going to miss Nintendo.
Oh, we'll miss you. We won't have Dunaway either. So Patrick, it'll be me and you talking about what, I don't know what they're going to do for their whole thing, but we'll do some predictions in the morning when you're less dead. Looking forward to that. As a programming note, TMS listeners, tomorrow we start an hour early, just like we started today. Same thing applies, so we can make room for the Nintendo conference. I think that's everything. Yeah.
I believe so.
Yep. You're looking for all the archives of this. It's all on our feeds. Patrick's got it on the Pixel feeds. I have it over on Core and the Boop Show and all of it at frogpants.com and kind of a collected place if you're looking to just, you know, chill out with the audio. I've got it all right there on one page. So if you want to go do that, you can. For me, for Patrick, for John, and for everybody who was here with us tonight. Have a fantastic evening. And Patrick, go to sleep.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well.
So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.